DNC features convicted murderer who squeezed victim's testicles with pliers. By John Binder on August 21, 2020. At the Democrat National Convention, DNC. This week, a convicted murderer and kidnapper implicated in a gruesome 1985 torture and killing case was featured as a criminal justice reform advocate. Donna Hilton, a 55-year-old Jamaican-American who was abused and molested as a child, was given a short slot in a DNC video montage where supporters of Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden recited the preamble of the Constitution. Toward the end of the montage, Biden delivers the closing words of the preamble. Hilton was sentenced to 25 years to life in prison after she participated with six other people in the brutal kidnapping, torture, and murder of Long Island, New York, real estate broker Thomas Villarolo, 62 years old, in 1985. The New York Times, in 1985, reported that Hilton and six others had kidnapped Villarolo and held him for a $435,000 ransom for about 2 weeks before murdering him. His body was found locked inside a trunk in an apartment in Manhattan. The Washington Post reported on the case in 2018, noting Hilton's links to the Women's March. In 1985, a Long Island real estate broker, Thomas Villarolo, was brutally killed. Seven people were arrested on charges of kidnapping and second-degree murder. One was Donna Hilton, 20, who was sentenced to 25 years to life for her participation in the crime, during which the 62-year-old victim was starved, burned and beaten over the course of more than 2 weeks. His body was later put in a footlocker to decompose. Many of the details of the case were revealed in a July 1995 report from Psychology Today. During the group's torture of Villarolo, they squeezed his testicles with pliers, shoved a metal rod into his anus, and would beat him periodically. Psychology Today reported. Villarolo believed the three girls were prostitutes who were going to have sex with him. Instead, they picked him up on March 8 in Elmhurst, Queens, at Maria's home, and drugged him to make him drowsy. Then they drove him to Selma's apartment in Harlem. The apartment had already been prepared for an extended torture session. The closet door had been cut, a pot put in it for use as a toilet, the windows boarded. For the next 15 to 20 days, police aren't sure just when Villarolo died. The man was starved, burned, beaten, and tortured. Even 10 years later, Sperling could recall Rita's chilling response when they questioned her about shoving a 3-foot metal bar up Villarolo's rear. He was a homo anyway. How did she know? When I stuck the bar up his rectum, he wiggled. New York City Detective William Sperling himself interviewed Donna. I couldn't believe this girl who was so intelligent and nice-looking could be so unemotional about what she was telling me she and her friends had done. They'd squeezed the victim's testicles with a pair of pliers, beat him, burned him. Actually, I thought the judge's sentence was lenient. Once a jailbird, always a jailbird. Biden's running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, has been derided by the progressive wing of the party for her background as Attorney General of California. In the 2019 Democrat presidential primary, Harris seemingly embraced Senator Bernie Sanders' IVT plan to provide voting rights to sitting inmates, including violent murderers, rapists, sex offenders, and terrorists. People who are convicted, in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row, people who are convicted of sexual assault, they should be able to vote, CNN's Don Lemon asked Harris at a town hall event. I think we should have that conversation, Harris said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.